I call this meeting to order. Hello, everybody. My Twitter handle is Miranda Janelle, and I'm an idiot with a microphone.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi, Miranda.
Hello, everybody. My Twitter handle is That Fracking Cat, and I'm an idiot with a microphone.
Hi, That Fracking Cat. This week, we are joined by two new members. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Raphael, and I'm an idiot with a microphone.
Hi, Raphael.
Hi, Raphael. Hello, I'm R2, and I'm an idiot with a microphone.
Hi, R2. Hi, R2.
Midnight movie night.
Are the Midnight Movie Nights, two idiots with microphones bringing you a not safe for work weekly podcast about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. We can be found on Twitter at Movie Nights Pod, over at midnightmovienights.com, in iTunes, Stitcher, and what we've been calling Blubbery because, hey, they don't have any E's in their names, and one of these days I'll get tired of making fun of that. We don't really have a trip down memory lane, so we'll just skip right over to what are you listening to. And this week, I handed over the reins to That Fracking Cat, so why don't you tell us what you picked?
What I picked was the podcast that I heard about recently is We Are Not Here to Please You. And, you know, I heard about it on Netheads, and I thought, damn, that's a kick-ass name.
Yeah, it is. And have you seen the album art that they have?
Yes.
It's freaking metal.
Yeah, I hear it's totally amazing.
Oh, look at that. Hey, you may have noticed that we had two new members this week. We've got R2 and Raphael here from, guess where? We're Not Here to Please You. Well, they're not here to please us, but for some reason they're playing along.
Yeah, we feel generous that fine day.
Well, yeah, so we discovered you because of Netheads. Raphael, you had called in, and it was your album art that caught Will's attention, and I don't think you weren't intending to talk about the podcast that much, were you? But Will's the one who brought it up, right?
Well, I kind of course, wanted to drop at some point the name, you know, in the hope of that at least I get like 2-3 seconds, you know, to promote it, drop it, whatever. Mm-hmm. But in the end, I couldn't get like my first word out before.
He just jumped right into it.
I understand that.
Yeah, then said it like 20 times or so.
Yeah. Well, he pretty much did the same thing to us when That Fracking Cat called. but he's the one who kicked off the call, but the intent was to talk about the journey to Death Ray Comics, and all it seemed like they wanted to talk about was Midnight Movie Nights, which was freaking awesome. But yeah,
I think we don't mind the free promotion, so
yeah, never. You know, anyone who wants to make a big deal about our little podcast, we're happy, you know, to yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah, basically, it's like, in the first place, why the fuck would anybody listen to us in the first place, you know? If then somebody is that excited and pushes it, I mean, I'm more than glad.
Yeah, but you guys are freaking hilarious. You know, just the interaction that you have between you, when you know, one of the first episodes I listened to was I think it was episode number 19, and you were talking about this tape, you know, this tapeworm, and they basically it would be a cockfight, but you decided to call it dick fencing, and I almost fell out of my chair laughing at your guys's interaction during that. It was so hilarious.
Yeah, when I'm not wrong, that was the idea of R2. He came up in that segment with it, when I'm not wrong. But with, I know, I barely know what I had yesterday for lunch. So.
Yeah, I can't remember anything about that episode, but I'll take your word for it. So.
Well, it was great. I've been enjoying. I've been enjoying what you guys have been doing. I know, you know. Hey, Kitty, take over.
Personally, I'm glad that I don't work with anyone at my overnight job, because the last episode, which was the most recent episode, I guess, I was just laughing out loud. And I can just imagine that people would be, if I worked with people overnight, they would be looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with you? I mean, the normal looks, but y'all are just funny.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That happened to me a couple of times. So I was on the way to the shop. Yeah. So to get some shit done. And it was a full packed street. And I was just listening to the netheads and where they talked about it, dropping a dude, having a nice steaming dude.
Oh, yeah. Starting off your morning with a hot steaming deuce. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And I mean, I just started really to grin like a absolutely mentally challenged person in the middle of the street, and you could see like people walking past me. Some were frightened, some were confused.
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
So how did you guys get started? What drove you to say, hey, we want to put this out there?
Well, I can say first my version, and then Arthur can chime in. I basically listened to a lot of like podcasts from Kevin Smith and Adam Carolla, and then Kevin Smith started like this whole thing, like, hey, just record a podcast, just go ahead with it, try it out. I bet you're gonna like it. So and I went kind of like, yeah, why the fuck not me? I anyway talk way too much, so I might as well record it and, annoy more people with it. So I approached on one drunken bar night Arthur and like, hey, what do you think about that? And he was like, of course, or like always really into it and like, yeah, why not? Basically how it got started. I harassed him to do it and he did it.
Very cool. That sounds very familiar. Very, very familiar. That's basically how we got our start. We're both huge fans of Kevin Smith. We haven't made a huge deal about that recently, but yeah, it was his encouraging people to start a podcast that led us to doing it. And yeah.
But I would also first sure to like to know what Arthur remembers about that or what really happened. Arthur, give us your version.
I think that's pretty much how it went.
Okay, so I'm already...
A lot of people start bands when they're drunk, but unlike most bands that try to get off from a drunken night, we actually managed to do something following that night as well. I don't know if that made any sense, but what I'm trying to say is we actually did what we planned.
Yeah, it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to actually, turn around and do it. And, well, yeah.
Well, and we have to credit Arthur definitely for the podcast name, because he actually came up with it. So.
It's such an awesome name.
I was going to ask where that came from.
Basically, it came from, again, being drunk at the bar.
this is how all great things in life start, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's always the best story start with, like, hey, buddy, hold my beer. You need to watch that, No, but basically, we're at the bar, and then I know why it hit me, but it was like, it's actually awesome to be an adult now. You don't have any more this peer pressure like in school. You try to fit somewhat in, And now we don't have that anymore. Now, basically, if you don't want to talk with somebody or hang out with somebody, then you just fucking don't hang out with them. You just don't. You know, so you don't need to please anyone anymore. And, well, Arthur then at some point said, like, well, how about that name? We are not here to please you. Just out of the spirit, like, we don't need to fit anymore in that sense in with people that we don't want to hang out in the first place.
See, and I love that because it also makes it feel like, you know, you guys really are just doing this for yourselves and you know, like, it's one of those things that we've talked about where you know, you put it out there and if people listen, it's kind of like the cherry on top. I mean, you know, we've had that conversation back and forth, and the name of your podcast just, you know, it captures it so perfectly. It's like, you know, we're gonna do this, but at the same time, it's obviously working. I mean, you know, you guys definitely did pick up a lot of I don't know how many you picked up, but you definitely picked up at least, you know, 3 listeners that I know of from that call with Netheads. You know, I've seen Caper Girl Mel interacting with you guys back and forth, and you know, obviously the two of us. So I can definitely say I know for sure 3. But then I don't know if you guys want to talk about this, but you, Raphael, you actually told me some really good news earlier today. I don't know if it's something that you guys have announced yet, but if you would like to mention it right now, that, you know, that'd be really cool.
Well, basically, we make the ground announcement already on our pages and so, where we give, by the way, we can quickly run also down where people can find us.
Maybe. Yep, definitely. Although,
because I know we
definitely
forget it.
Do it right now, but I want to do it also again towards the end. That way, you know, it'll stay fresh in their mind. So go ahead and tell the people where they can find you.
Well, then we make it only a quick part now and later on the end. You remind me and I give the whole rundown. So definitely, we are not here to please you. blogspot.fi. Twitter is at WANHTPY, and on Beards and Bullshit /WANHTPY. We really should have picked a better short handle. I always need to read it, because in the middle of saying it, you kind of, you know, start questioning yourself. Did I say it not right? No, but the great announcement is that we are in the moment featured on the Beards and Bullshit page for this month, at least. And they basically, whoever puts the best numbers hits on their page could become a permanent member of the lineup from their page. And what would be, of course, for us, a huge, huge chance, because that network has guests like Richard Lewis, Rifle May, the Pitbull of Comedy, you know, that are usually guests on their pod.
Wait, the Pitbull of Comedy, that's Rick Overton, right?
What?
You said the Pitbull of Comedy, that's Rick Overton, right? Or is that, no, that's Bobby Slayton.
No.
It's Bobby Slayton.
Yeah, you know, Slayton, yeah.
Yeah, he was actually... Bobby Slayton. He was actually just on Alex Bennett's show... Alex Bennett's The Nighttime Ramble over on GA Broadcaster on Monday night, and I didn't have softball, so I was actually on the panel when Bobby called in, and oh my god, that guy had me in stitches. He was so funny. He kept asking if I was naked. It was hilarious.
Man, it was
he's funny enough.
Yeah, but yeah, that's really great news, guys. Congratulations.
So basically, everybody that listens to that show, you know, head over to beardsandbullshit.com/WANHTPY and just, you know, refresh that page, like, say, like, 200 to 300 times a day and help us out to become a member there.
Awesome.
You know, I mean, that definitely increases our numbers by a shit ton, and It's just way much more fun to see more numbers behind your episode.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Every time one of us calls into any program and the podcast gets brought up, we always see, you know, a bump in the numbers. So that's good. I mean, I don't really look at the numbers that often. It's just every once in a while I'll look at it and be like, whoa, that's okay, what happened? And then I remember, oh yeah, I called into this show and it was brought up, or the cat called into, you know, like Netheads or something, you know, and that got, you know, and it got brought up then, or yeah, it's
I'm definitely gonna tweet some stuff. Yeah, I'll get so y'all get more coverage.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, but I'm absolutely obsessed in that point that I actually a couple of times a day check my numbers. I don't know why. I think it's just me being, I don't know, weird. I don't know.
Well, yeah, it makes you feel good when you see that the numbers have gone up. I don't blame you for wanting to check them.
Yeah,
but I think it's more. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, Miranda does that for us. Every once in a while, she'll give me, you know, some numbers and saying, you know, we've got numbers here or there. People are listening to us.
Well, I mean, we're just using, PodTrack. Yeah. So we have, on our site, we have the players set up so that the plays will count in PodTrack and then the download links, they all use the PodTrack redirection and everything. And it's one of those things where you can only get statistics from the previous 24 hours. You don't get real-time statistics. It's aggregated. You know, we don't get to see a lot of the information. I mean, we know if I went and looked at it, I could probably say, tell you, like, what was the first episode that you listened to. Just because it'll break it down by week and say, like, oh, in this country, you know, you had this many. It's basic statistics. You know, like I said, it's not real time.
Yeah, but you can basically, in a creepy way, spy on us.
No, not really. I mean, the only reason why I know it was you is because it's from Finland. So
yeah, that's what I mean. So basically, you. In your creepy way, spy on us.
Well, you know, just being able to—I don't know—I don't—I wouldn't consider being able to find out when you at least downloaded a podcast. That much of spying. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I don't think she was watching you when you were sleeping. But yeah, you know, I don't know. I think she watches me when I'm sleeping.
So. No, you're really boring when you're sleeping. It's so much more fun to watch you in the shower.
Wow.
Okay, that's the moment where I lay back and just listen. Okay, tell me more.
Actually, let's, because I really want to talk about our flick pick with you guys because you guys inspired it. So we've got two more, we've got two more. I'm having a complete and total brain fart. Two more segments. There we go. Segments was the word that I was looking for. So, you know, let's just run through those. We've got our hashtag morons. And Kitty, do you have anything for this week? Or is it all me?
I think it's all you because it was
okay.
Not that bad of a week. It was just kind of, I mean, I've got a few things I'd like to rant about. But, nah, I just don't feel like ranting this week.
Okay. All right. Well, you can save it for next week. But... I had a pretty brutal week, and I ended up having to go to the doctor and having some medications changed and everything, and I'm still adjusting to them. So if I get a little too worked up, just tell me to calm down because I really don't want my heart to burst.
You getting worked up?
Or that you throw your Mac like Trent?
Well, at the moment, my Mac is barely working, so I won't be throwing it, but I'm sure I can find something around here to throw. So I'm
the wrong person to ask to tell you to calm down. I would be just encouraging you.
But the cat will tell me to calm down. Yeah, he's...
I'm going to talk over him. No problem. Wait.
Oh, so it's actually not that hard to talk over them. I do it at least once a week for about an hour. And we actually send that out as proof for everyone else that I didn't, you know.
I'm just here as a Twitter.
I just going to keep in the background thing with a little bit lesser voice. Do it. You know you want to. Do it.
Well, after the whispering from, what was that, 2 weeks ago when we had Revelstoke Jim join us for the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the whispering. Wow, that was just that was fun. But that, hey, that's a trip down memory lane. I said we weren't doing that this week. All right, so hashtag morons. I'm a baseball fan. You know, I have been all my life. I live really close to Angel Stadium. We've covered that before. I'm a lifelong Dodgers fan. Grew up in Anaheim, so I'm also a big Angels fan. And for baseball fans out there, it's not a problem. They're in different leagues. I only have an issue when they play each other. And, you know, even though I live in Anaheim and everything, blah, 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 we've gone through this. Even when I wear red, I bleed Dodger blue. So when they play each other, I'm always wearing Dodgers. All right, there we go. Got that out of the way. The Dodgers did something really fucking stupid this season. They signed...
You mean besides selling terrible hot dogs, what I hear?
Oh, no, don't you dare dash the, you know, yeah, don't say anything bad about the Dodger dogs. You know, that is a staple, my friend. No, what they did is they made a deal with Time Warner Cable, for exclusive television coverage rights with their Sportsnet LA channel, which means that people who have, Charter Cable, Cox Cable, DirecTV, Dish, you know, any of the other cable networks out here other than Time Warner Cable, they did this exclusive deal so that only Time Warner Cable customers can get it. Now, I happen to be a Time Warner Cable customer, so I can watch the Dodgers on TV, but I have many, many friends that are unable to watch them. Now, the MLB.TV also has streaming games over the internet, but if you live within 50 miles of the home territory of the team, you end up having an IP blackout. So there are so many people in Southern California who have no real option for watching, you know, the live Dodger games without circumventing the MLB TV blackouts using proxies and stuff. Or, you know, like going down to a local bar. But you know what? Sometimes you just want to watch the game from the comfort of your own home. And
without
pants. Yeah, I was actually going to say naked in front of the mirror crying when Brandon Lee blows it, but whatever. I just on record trashed one of the Dodgers. Ouch. Okay. Yeah, it's just such a shitty deal, and even though I'm one of the people who can watch it, it just pisses me off to no fucking end. How can they deal, like, why would you want to piss off your fan base? Let them watch it, because guess what? They're going to go around it, and I'm sure there's people setting up, like pirate feeds and everything, and it's just so stupid. Let fucking people get rid of the MLB TV blackouts, number one, because I can't watch the Dodger games when like, let's say I have I'm at my office down there, the service provider is Cox, so we wouldn't be able to, even if we had TVs in our office, we wouldn't be able to watch it because we wouldn't get Sportsnet LA. But with the MLB TV, you know, blackouts, I can't even, like, load it up on my iPad or something like that and watch it from there because these stupid IP, you know, restrictions and being within 50 miles of Dodger Stadium. It's the stupidest fucking thing that they can do. Just let the fans watch the game the way that they want to watch it. You'll make a shit ton more money. It's just fucking stupid. And this new management team for the Dodgers is, you know, as much as I want to love them, they're every bit as bad as fucking Frank McCourt.
Oh, yeah, well, but you know what? GM stands for General Moron, so...
Yeah. I like... Well, General hashtag morons. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's move
on. But in the end, why would you piss off really your fan base and make it not easily accessible? I mean, in the end, that's from where you get your fucking money. If people don't watch, don't come to the games, you don't have any advertisers,
yep,
and so on, you know? So it's fucking bullshit.
Amen.
Even if I still don't fucking care about baseball, but it's the general idea that just thing.
Yeah, it's it's just it's stupid and that's just a bad move, Dodgers. You know, do better. Do better. You know,
shame on you. Go in the corner and be silent.
Well, it's not just the Dodgers. It's Sportsnet LA. Make the deal with the rest of the packages. But like, why would the Dodgers sign with just one network when it, yeah, it's the biggest network out here. I get it. You're covering as many people as you possibly can. But there's, you know, there's South Orange County, you know, that's, you know, there's no one in South Orange County that can watch Sportsnet LA, as far as I know. I'm pretty sure that Cox has, you know, the entire network out there. There's plenty, you know, where I used to live in Long Beach, that was Charter. You know, and that's even closer to Dodger Stadium than I am now. It's just, it's dumb. Why would they make this shitty-ass deal and leave so much of the fan base out? And can't do it. And the MLB TV blackouts, those have been pissing me off for years, because I would rather do it like that. I would rather just, you know, have a tiny little window on my laptop or something where if something's going on, I can, you know, go full screen, watch the good play, you know, do whatever. All right, I want to move on because I feel myself getting, you know, worked up and my blood is literally, well, yeah, not literally,
easy,
my
easy,
blood
easy,
is figured.
Easy, hey.
I'm calming down.
Easy there, Miranda.
One more, keep talking, Miranda. Talking.
No, I am burning up right now. I really did get myself worked up pretty bad.
It's at the point of scary, and you know, yes, I'll be afraid.
No, I don't think that was one of my epic rants. It was just one of, yeah. I think that was just a rant. By the way, getting good feedback when I go, you know, when I rant. For some reason, people seem to like that. Interesting.
The same on our part. So somehow they like it the most when we just, you know, rant.
I think people just like hearing other people complain about things, and if you do it, you know, you can do it in an entertaining way without being annoying. I don't know. But yeah, so let's go ahead and move on to Save It for the Pod. Hey, Katie, did you check out movieclips.com yet? No? Okay, moving on.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did? Wow. Okay, so I did not predict it properly last week. What did you think?
I thought it was cool. I started looking up a couple of clips, and I was like, what?
Yeah, it's pretty neat site, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, I wouldn't say it's like a YouTube, but, you know, it's kind of close.
Well,
it's more specific, just two movies.
It's got elements of, you know, it's got the clips, you know, so it's got the YouTube-like, you know, video elements, but it's also got a lot of the background details and everything, kind of like IMDb.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like their forbidden love child, you know, a Google property and an Amazon property get together, and 9 months later, movieclips.com, you know, comes out of the poop chute.
So that's the way it happens, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's how websites get created.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so our... Sorry, I heard multiple things going. You know, whoever was about to say something, go right ahead.
No, that was good.
All right, well, hey, let's move on to our flick pick, because, you know...
Yeah, this was brought up just because I listened to the most recent We Are Not Here to Please You pod.
And Caper Gomel had called in, and they were talking about something in particular.
Yeah, you were talking about the new Turtles movie.
Or as we called it, the Turd-Oles movie.
Yeah.
In the same episode where we were talking about not shitting on anyone's art, we were calling the Ninja Turtles, you know, the new Ninja Turtles movie, you know, Turd.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a bay, so, well, I think you get a pass on that one.
Well, yeah. But both of us had the idea of watching the, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from 1990. And we watched it earlier tonight, And I swear, I'm right back being, you know, right back to being a 9-year-old kid watching that movie. Just, that is such an awesome flick. That is.
It's one shell of a movie.
I got to the point where I wanted to go back and watch the cartoon.
Well, see, we were trying to set something up earlier when we were introducing you guys and talking about, like, you know, your album art being metal and everything. I wanted to throw out a Casey Jones quote saying, like, what are you, some kind of punker? I hate punkers. I forgot to move that one up, but whatever.
Definitely, the 1990s Curtis movie is absolutely great. I totally enjoy it, and I know a lot of nostalgia plays in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and there's
it,
so many...
fucking mind.
There's so many great one-liners, you know. I that entire movie, it was a shell of a good hit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think my favorite, though, was... not my favorite, but one of the ones I remember running around as a little kid, or, well, not really little, when I was a kid, I would run around saying, you know, wise man say, forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza.
And that, by the way, was one of the actors from that place.
Yeah, the actor, the pizza delivery guy, was the guy who does Michelangelo.
Yeah, I know, didn't anyone know who he played, but yeah, it was Michelangelo. And the cab was also one of them. I know
was the cab, wait, was the cab Raphael? Or was that...
Yeah, that was.
So, but oh my gosh, I haven't seen that movie in so long. I just absolutely love it.
Lately, I actually had it running like a month ago, but only on the side while I was doing, you know, some stuff in the apartment. So I didn't actually watch it. I just had it more as a background noise. But I watched it like yesterday again, and. What I love the most is the music parts, like in the beginning, in the middle, where they really have this 80s.
Oh, yeah, it is so 80s. It's right in that weird transitionary period from, you know, because it did come out in 90, but, you know, it's clear that they were filming 80s. It still in the 80s and everything, so it's right in that transitionary period. You know, it's so awesome.
The 80s, you have to admit that even when it came out 90s, it has this 80s.
Oh yeah,
feel.
It is so 80s.
Don't forget the non-threatening rap song in the credits. You know that the white folk don't get scared. You know this.
Yeah.
The rap.
Yeah, and then both of us were singing the theme song for the cartoon. At one point.
Yeah, I had to play that before we started.
I think the funniest thing that happened when we were watching the movie was that scene where Casey Jones is massaging April's shoulders and, you know, like he was like kind of like forceful, like, you know, like pushing her down. He's like, no, I'm giving you a massage. And, you know, like they're kind of getting into it. And just out of nowhere, I was like, all right, now fuck. And Michelangelo walks in and the cat says, while Michelangelo watches and masturbates, and then he grabs the turtle wax. I'm like, oh, that's what he's going to use to beat off with.
That was
that
so
note,
wrong.
On that note, have you ever heard turtles mating?
No, I haven't.
Just go on YouTube and put in turtles mating and you'll hear some wonky noises.
No.
That's actually mating. Yeah. I actually ran into that clip somewhere.
For whatever reason.
It's not like I YouTube turtles mating daily, but still. And that's kind of what I was thinking all the way through the film when basically all of the turtles were so into April. And I was like just thinking of the noise that I heard.
I can just imagine Donatello, you know, just. You know, looking at April and just every once in a while being like, you know, knock, knock. You know, doing the three stooges sound.
I would so pay to see that.
I'm actually 100% positive that there's a porno out there.
Oh, yeah, there's porn for everything. There really is.
On unrelated note, I think I have to leave for around 5 to 10 minutes. No.
Well, actually, we are getting to.
Oh, that's not right.
Oh.
Not right.
Oh, okay, hook, line, and sinker. I fell for that one.
This is the point where I'm glad there's no video.
Hey, that's why most podcast people have a face for radio, especially at the times we record.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I'm sitting here in my pajamas.
I have a face for radio and a voice for print.
Oh, nice.
That's a good one.
Well, so, as far as casting goes, Judith Hoag as April O'Neil and Elias Codius, or however you say his name, as Casey Jones, holy crap. I forgot how awesome just the two of them are, and they had so much chemistry. I remember, this is before I even really understood these things, but I remember watching this movie when I was a kid, knowing that the two of them were going to hook up, and it was kind of before I figured out, you know, the movie formulas and everything. It's just the two of them had enough chemistry together that you kind of knew exactly where that was going. And maybe that... I don't remember if it was like that in the cartoons. I don't think they really played up.
Not that much, not at least in the old one. That one from 2005, they go a bit more that direction.
You know what? I've never watched the one from 2005.
Hey, you should check it out. I was surprisingly well surprised. Well, I'm just a regular wordsmith again. But I checked it out, I finished the first season, and it's more a serious approach with still enough jokes in there, but really closer to the comic books kind of held. So it's definitely entertaining. I was so surprised, and I'm liking it a lot.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
When I saw that this was actually existing, I was like, how did I miss that 2005? Then I thought back. I was in the beginning 20s. I guess I tried to get late. I was busy.
Yeah, that was right when I moved out of the house, and I was working two jobs at the time. So I just didn't. I wasn't really watching anything then, and I guess I just forgot about it. But hey, Kitty, you brought up an actor who was in this that I had no idea was in it, and it completely blew my mind. Do you remember who that was?
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
I guess this must have been in like an earlier role.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's way before he was Zaphod Beeblebrox. You know, way before he was Justin Hammer.
Before he was crewman number 6 in Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, Galaxy Quest. Oh, how I love that movie. But yeah, Sam Rockwell. That was so great. He was the leader of, you know, like, he was the leader of the punks. You know, he was there, or what was it, like, the head thug or whatever his IMDb credit was for that.
Yeah, the head thug.
But we're a family. Oh, what about the scene where Shredder was like, this is your family. I am your father. Luke, wait, what?
I really cracked up at that point. Because the voice was so similar as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's
yeah.
That's, oh, I wish I had my Darth Vader within reach. No.
Oh, another thought. No, but the funny thing, like, actually, in the first episode of season 2 from the 2005 cartoon from the Turtles, they are in space. Yeah, and they walk into a restaurant or a bar joint. And this one robot tells him, hey, maybe these two guys can help you. And it's clearly Han Solo and Chewbacca.
Oh, wow.
You know, but little tweak that it's not copyright infringement quite, but even the Chewbacca-like thing goes, I lost my ass off. I just saw it this morning, actually.
Okay, so I broke the cat's brain earlier, and I hope I'm not going to spoil this for you guys, but do you know who did the voice of Splinter in the 1990 movie?
I know that in the it was not Uncle Phil in OIDA Project.
No, the voice actor's name is Kevin Clash, and he was in headlines like what? I'm sure it's been more than a year, maybe two. It seems like it's been a while, but Kevin Clash is the voice of Elmo.
So we can see.
Pick at me, Turtles. And why do I see another porn movie right there?
It went there.
All right. You know what, guys? I'm calling it. That's so perfect. That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week. We always like to say thanks to Mr. Brad Raven for the cover art and Judge Funky Boy for the theme music. Raphael R2, thank you guys so much for joining us. Why don't you tell everyone where they can find you?
Yeah, you can find us, of course, at, I can't English anymore at that point. Okay, you can find us at beardsandbullshit.com/WANHTPY and on wearenotheretopleaseyou.blogspot.fi. Of course, our Twitter is at WANHTPY.
And people can start following you, or how do people start following you or making it? You mentioned earlier that. You mentioned earlier that you needed more people to follow you or like you so you could, be a part of the Beards and Bullshit.
They usually use the hashtag WantPay.
Well, yeah, okay. But I think what the cat's talking about, the Beards and Bullshit site. And, once again, we are over at midnightmovienights.com. Movie Nights Pod, and every week we have a way of ending the episode. We're gonna change it up just a little bit this week. Kitty, why don't you go ahead and say your line?
Well, let's go watch a movie.
All right, and then, guys, let's try this one more time. Do you remember the very last, the celebration that the Turtles did at the end of the movie? Oh. I'm sorry, I'm not ending it just yet. There was one very important question I meant to ask you guys. I meant to ask everyone, and I will answer it myself. Favorite turtle? Kitty.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to have to say Raph.
Okay. And Raphael, you said Raphael?
Abso-fucking-dosely.
I can't blame you for that one. R2?
I'm going to go with Leonardo. He was my favorite from the very beginning, and I'm not changing that.
See, Michelangelo was always one of my favorites, but I, hands down, Donatello.
Okay, yeah.
The nice thing about the group. Everybody can pick a favorite.
Yep. All right, so do you guys...
Most of them are wrong, but well...
I... do you guys remember what the very last words that the turtles said when the movie ended? It's one of their signature catchphrases.
It's what Shredder said that was his favorite line.
Shredder?
Shredder?
Really?
Splinter.
Really?
Splinter.
Okay, geek cop revoked. On your way out, leave the table. Oh, I made it funny.
All right, can I just get a cowabunga on 3 1 2 3 cowabunga. Thanks guys.
Thank you.
Midnight Movie Nights. We'll be right back.
are joined by two new members this week. Why don't you guys introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Raphael, and I'm AD with the microphone.
Hi, Raphael.
Oh, wow, I'm the one. Oh, fuck. That doesn't happen very often.
Oh, I'm the control freak, and I fuck up. Look at me.
Yeah. Well, I'm officially cutting this one into the end, and let's do it one more time, because I said fuck before we said that we're a not safe for work podcast. Lovely. All right. See, sometimes you just, yeah, shutting up.
You should have you should have just hit record when you told us that it's going to be a practice run.
But actually, I did.
You did, you sneaky little. Okay.
All right.
Seeps.
Yeah.
I think creepy is the right word.
Oh, see, being creepy is fun.
Yeah.
Getting all kinds of sound bites out of this one.